Radio Free Cybertron presents Transformers the Movie, Part 2.
Starring Vice Kubex as Hot Rod, Turin as Perceptor, Mop Boy as Daniel Woodwicky, Endor 60 as RC, Zabavor as everyone else, with special guest star Sean Connery as Cup. While the Decepticons travel to Earth in their stolen shuttle, the Autobot Hot Rod sits by an idyllic mountain lake, fishing with Daniel Woodwicky.
The fish are really jumping today, eh, Daniel?
Huh?
I said, hey, what are you doing? I'm supposed to be fishing here.
I was watching TV.
Well, knock it off. What are you watching, anyway?
Just some old cartoon from when my dad was a boy.
Papa Smurf! Oh, Papa Smurf!
Brainy, would it be possible for you to shut the Smurf up for just 5 minutes?
You humans have weird notions of entertainment.
That's funny coming from a giant robot with a fishing pole.
You little... But why are you in such a bad mood?
I guess I just miss my dad.
Well, keep practicing and your aim might improve.
Hey, Hot Rod, look, the shuttle. Let's go watch it land.
You spend your day conversing with transforming robots from another planet, but what really gets you excited is watching them commute? You're one weird little kid.
Hurry, or we'll miss it. There's a hole in the shuttle.
There's a hole in the shuttle, dear Daniel, dear Daniel. There's a hole in the shuttle, dear Daniel, a hole.
I'm serious. Look.
Decepticons in our own shuttle. The nerve.
Decepticons, attack!
Meanwhile, in Autobot City.
Ultra Magnus, a cursory evaluation of Decepticon capability indicates a distinct tactical deficiency.
Cursory and distinct. Perceptor, do you even know what half the words you used mean?
Yes?
Well, anyway, we should have no problem defeating the Decepticons.
I think he means we're the ones with the deficiency!
No, you didn't mean that, did you, Perceptor? After all, we've got the whole city at our disposal. They've got one shuttle.
Don't you remember, Ultra Magnus? You gave half of our forces the week off!
No!
Optimus Prime on Moonbase 1. There's no way he can possibly get here in time, of course, given our current understanding of Einsteinian physics, but we might as well let him know that we're all about to snuff it.
All right! Cover your receptors, Perceptor! Optimus Prime, do you read me?
Sound wave! Jam that transmission!
As your command, Megatron. Uncle Quincy, how can you write that? It's a big bazaar! Detect. Operation. Blaster. The Raspberry.
That is truly disgusting.
Come on, RC! Give me a hand with this big gun!
We don't have time for that. We've got to fight the Decepticons.
I'm talking about the missile launcher I'm trying to move into position.
Me too.
Keep at it, Springer, my boy. I'm here now. The Decepticons will soon learn the meaning of the word fear.
Whatever you say, Cup. Constructicons! Form Devastator like you've never formed it before!
What does that mean?
Don't argue with him when he's excited, Hook.
I've got better things to do tonight than die. I got me a hot date and I'm not missing it for anything. Take that!
The morning after.
Their defenses are broken! Let us destroy them while they are helpless, as is our want.
I will find you.
Superion, destroy Devastator.
Superion, not here, Optimus.
Omega Supreme, demolish Devastator.
He's not here either.
Dinobots, murder Devastator in cold blood.
Me, Grimlock, love challenge. Dinobots, attack with extreme prejudice.
Megatron must be stopped. Seriously. One shall stand, one shall fall. Unless we both fall, or both survive. But one of those things shall definitely happen here today.
Why throw away your life so recklessly, and so early?
Today's Wednesday, Megatron. Anything can happen.
And I'll crush you with my bare hands, and a lightsaber and a gun if things get too rough.
I've got to help Prime.
Yes, all those years he led the Autobots through battle and fought Megatron to a standstill, what he really needed was your help, Hot Rod.
I'll rip out your... No, I will stop pinching! No fair!
Finish him off, Prime. Remember all the Autobots he's killed over the years. Off screen.
Time out, Optimus Prime! Let me catch my breath.
Say goodbye, Megatron.
Grant me mercy, I beg of you.
You, who are without mercy, now plead for it?
Well, if I had any mercy, I wouldn't have to ask for some, now would I?
You don't know what the word means, do you? I thought you had a more impressive vocabulary than that.
Look out! He's got a gun!
He is a gun, Cup.
Oh no, you didn't just pull a gun, you deceitful Decepticon!
Get out of the way, Hot Rod! Fall! Fall!
I would have waited an eternity for this. In fact, I nearly did. But it's over, Prime.
Oh, yeah?
Optimus!
Whoops.
How do you feel? feel now, mighty Megatron? Does it hurt? Does it? Astral train and blast off! Transform and get us out of here!
Blast off isn't here.
Oh, drat!
Don't leave me, Soundwave!
I will never leave you, Megatron! I love you!
The Decepticons are bugging out! I knew the sight of my pale pink form and all its splendor would strike terror into their hearts.
Prime did it. We turned the tide. No thanks to Hot Rod over there, who must have been absent the day they taught such basic strategy as not getting in your friend's line of fire!
Astro Train! Engage!
I fear the wounds are fatal.
Prime, you can't die.
Apparently you weren't paying attention to the previous line of dialogue, Daniel.
Do not grieve too much. Soon, I shall turn gray and pass away.
Hey, you're a poet, and you weren't even aware of that fact.
Soon, I shall be one with the Matrix. Ultra Magnus, it is to you, old friend, that I curiously haven't seen much of lately. I shall pass the Matrix of Leadership as it was passed to me at an unspecified time and place. I don't wanna. I'm not fond of responsibility. Nor was I. But one day, an Autobot shall rise from our ranks and use the power of the Matrix to light our darkest hour. Until the day, to all are one.
One what?
Goodbye, Prime.
Goodbye, Prime.
Goodbye, Prime.
Forgive me, Prime.
One more thing, Ultra Magnus. Whatever you do, don't let the Matrix fall in the hands of Hot Rod.
Radio Free Cybertron is not affiliated with Hasbro or Takara. Music from the Till All Are One CD used by permission of 3H Enterprises. Celebrity voices impersonated. Obviously.